8 and one made 10. And that was real fun to get them in.
Well, those are big catfish.
They were marblehead cats. They are hybrid fish. And they just like you like a tiger. We were fishing in a boat, and we had good anchors on the boat, and I was just fishing with a tight line, no cork, and when he bit one of them, well, I just played him down, and it took me about 30 minutes to land him. And when I did land him, the boat was out on the bank. He just carried me all the way through with the anchors and everything. I didn't realize where I was. The next morning, my stomach was so sore I couldn't breathe. I had the fishing rod in my stomach. But we've got a lot of lakes. We've got one lake up here, 360 acres. And it's Lake Lee. I believe they changed that to Lake Lamar Bruce. The man that was the game warden died, and they named it after him. But I don't fish in it much, too much. Too much fishing. Too much water for me. I go out in a boat, but it's got to be. I just have a little trolling motor and fish in smaller lakes.
Oh, you talking about, buddy? I thought you said Bob.
Well, is there anything else besides brim or catfish that you fish for?
Oh, he came in tonight.
Well, we catch strawberries. Now, they call them shellcrackers in Louisiana. They are just a scaly fish, but they grow real big, and they got red ears. You know, big old red scale on the ears, and we just call them strawberries. And then over in Sardis.
So that's the same thing as a shellcracker?
Yeah, they call them shellcrackers in Louisiana. Then at Sardis, they catch the crappie over there. I'm not a crappie fisherman. That's for lazy man's fishing.
They won't fight you?
Not much. You've got to find them, because they're not going to, and you got to fish the right depth for them. They won't come up to bite. They'll go down, but you got to get where they are. And they have good eating fish, very good. They're not. They don't give you any fight when you're fishing. Whenever you hang him, when you just got him, bring him on in. But most people fish just for the food, or because they're not the sport.
Doesn't sound very exciting.
No, mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you ever heard of these great big catfish that some people catch around dams? Like that.
I knew a man that caught one in the Yellowbush River that weighed 94 pounds. And he was real stupid, I think. He caught him, and you know, a catfish, unless you put him in his native water, he don't live long. So he carried him up and put him in this dock, carried him up to Houston and put him in this dock to swimming pool. Thought he'd save him, you know, until the next day he caught him late in the evening. Next morning he went out, I think he was floating on top dead. So, you've got to be, you know, handle catfish. And most people now, we don't fish with the old-fashioned catfish like we used to because most people have catfish ponds and they raise their own catfish. And they have that is something put out by the state of Mississippi. They grow and sell these catfish, and they have a food, you know, just like feeding cattle. You know, they feed these catfish and harvest them just like anything else.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I've never seen, what do you call a place where?
Well, we have several places here around here that serve catfish. And you can go and eat catfish and hush puppies and slaw, just what goes with it, onions, pickles. And they feed you with those kind of fish. And now, this fellow next door here has the place that he's open on Friday and Saturday night. And he feeds steaks and fish, catfish. And those catfish are raised, they're farm-fed catfish. And they are delicious. That's out on Highway, out of town, out on Highway 6. Just a little piece out there. If you're in town tonight and you want to eat good catfish, you might drop over that way.
The name of the place is?